Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, Text Number 43. Tasmin Maha Bhagavate, Mahabhagya Mahatmani, Hiranyakashipu Rajan, Akarava Dhagamatmaje. My dear King Yudhishthira, the demon Hiranyakashipu tormented a exalted, fortunate devotee, all the Prahlad was his own son. My dear King Yudhishthira, the demon Hiranyakashipu tormented this exalted, fortunate devotee. All the Prahlad was his own son. When a demon like Hiranyakashipu, despite his elevated position, due to severe austerities, begins to tease a devotee, he begins rolling down. And the results of his austerities dwindle. One who oppresses a pure devotee loses all the results of his austerities, penances, and pious activities. Since Hiranyakashipu was not inclined to chastise the most exalted devotee son, Prahlad Maharaj, his opulence began dwindling. Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jayanakasmai Sri Gurave Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jayanam Yutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yandala Kishwapadantana Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Iyad Vaita Kadadar Kiyakari Bhargat Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Isha Navadev Dham, but I am not getting enough time to read in the room for this or that. Otherwise, I can use this hour of Bhagavatam class also for preparing for Navadvip Mandala Parikrama. Rasanaga, welcome. And Himadhar will help me. Himadhar will be with him. This Navadvip Dham is also called Navabrindavan. So it is non-different from Vrindavan. Because also the result of Radha Krishna's special arrangement. When Krishna was with Viraja, Viraja is a beautiful person in Vrindavan. With Krishna, he satisfies different devotees at different times, although that is also for enhancing the mood of Radharani. Naturally, when Radharani heard கிருஷ்ணகுட் டைம் வித் விரஜா தேவி, ருந்த தேவி, விரஜா தேவி. சந்திராவளி லிமிட்லெஸ் நம்பர்லெஸ் அசோசியேட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ராதாராணி. ஷி இமீடியட்லி வாண்ட் டு கம் அண்ட் சி இஸ் இட் ட்ரூ தட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் spending time with Viraja Devi. Then from a distance, when Krishna saw that Radharani is coming in a sulky or an angry mood, disturbed mood, so Krishna disappeared from there. And Viraja Devi, she became a water body, Viraja Nadi. Radharani came, no one was there. And Radharani said, now I must attract Krishna. So, I will create such a beautiful place, adorned with nice gardens, water bodies, chirping birds, and colorful flowers and fruits. And then she created that garden. Now Vrindavan is already there, but she came out and created something else. Because that was personally created by Radharani. That Vrindavan is created by Balaram. This Vrindavan is created by Radharani. That is supermost place. And she started playing the fifth note. Radharani also plays flute. She started playing flute. And Krishna could not restrain himself. He came. And they are very intimate. Then Krishna satisfied, glorified Radharani. He said, this place, there is no place like this. So that is now Vrindavan or Navadvip Dham. Navadvip means nine islands. Navrindavan means new place of pasture for the Lord. So these nine islands were formed by Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati rivers as they flowed. And it is like a lotus. There are eight petals and a central place. So the central place is called Antardvip. inside the central place and surrounded by other eight. They are compared to the nine limbs of devotional service. Navada, Bhakti. Each island represents one aspect of the devotional service, Navada, Bhakti, the nine islands. They also have corresponding place because that is Navrindavan. So that means you have Gokul there. Antardeep is called Gokul, where Krishna was born. Mahavan Gokul, that is Krishna's birthplace, where he spent his childhood. And other place, Nandaram, everything is there. Govardhan. So these nine islands are, one I already told, Antardeep. Antardeep also has the meaning where Krishna as Gaurangadeva revealed his inner mood. Why he has taken the form of Gaurangadeva. He told Brahma, why did you take the form of Gaurangadeva? So, the inner mood of the Lord. Otherwise nobody will know. The Lord came to do Vrajaprem. Vrajaprem is not known or heard outside Vraja. What is that Vrajaprem? The love of the cowherd wives, the cowherd damsels. It's called spontaneous love. Spontaneous. Then there's a process. There's a process. Whatever you may do, you cannot get Vrajaprem. Whatever bhakti you may do, at the most it may be Santa Bhakti or Dasya Bhakti. But you are the bhakti outside Vraj. Only two stages. Other stages I will find to the culmination of Madhurya Ras. That's only available in Braj. There is no Aishwarya Bhav. It is all Aishwarya here. And it is called Madhurya Bhakti, Aishwarya Bhakti, Madhurya Bhakti. So the purpose of Krishna coming as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he wanted to freely give what is not attainable, even by Brahma, Shankar. No one can attain that. Lakshmi. So Krishna wanted to give Vrajaprem. You may have qualification, but that doesn't mean that you can go up to Vrajaprem. Not qualified. You have no qualification, but if Krishna wants to go, you have no qualification. If Krishna wants to give you Vrajaprem, is very utterly unqualified person, highly qualified person. You may reach to some place, but not to Braj place. Because it is called Raga Nuga. Raga Nuga, Anuga, Anuga means following. By following in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis, you will get this one. Not otherwise, not by your own efforts and tapasya. So, let's say it is called Antardve, where Gauranga Mahaprabhu revealed to Lord Brahma. Everybody knows external. External reason is Yuga Dharma, protecting the devotees, establishing Dharma, annihilating the demons. That's the Bhagavad Gita also. But how anybody will know? Krishna wanted to know the loving feelings of Radharani. What is that Radharani has? And I'm attracted to Radharani. And then why is it Radharani attracted to me? What is there in me? What is in her that Krishna cannot know unless he takes that vow, devotee vow. Servitor God. Servitor God means Radharani. Sevya Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan. Sevya Bhagavan is Krishna. Sevak Bhagavan is Radharani. And he got Vishaya Asraya. You can call it Vishaya Bhagavan. Now, who is the object of our Vishaya? What is the object? Vishaya Bhagavan, Asraya Bhagavan. Radharani is Asraya. You want bhakti, love, you have to go to Radharani. Krishna is Vishaya, Radharani is Asraya. So, Vrajaprem is very, very confidential. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to everybody. Nothing can attract us to Krishna except Krishna's name. You may want to be attracted to Krishna, but when you are attracted to Krishna's name, you are attracted to Krishna. Otherwise, you don't know how you are to be naturally attracted to Krishna. Krishna's name has all attraction. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they're not your this kind of austerity, this kind of sadhana bhakti. So he gave 8 islands with Antardev in the center. They are Simantadvip, Godram Dvip, Modadrama Dvip, 9 islands. And the Antardev, the second one is Simantadvip, Simant. Godramadvip, Modadramadvip, மத்தியத்வீப், கோலாத்வீப், ரித்துத்வீப், ருத்ரத்வீப், அமினரோ அந்தர்த்வீப், சீமந்தத்வீப், கோத்ரமத்வீப், மோதத்ரமத்வீப், மத்தியத்வீப், கோலத்வீப், ரித்துத்வீப், ருத்ரத்வீப், what are the past times that took place in the different islands. So today we will be discussing Godramadvip. Godramadvip is like a Surabhi Kunj. Now you people in Vrindavan, you went to Surabhi Kunj. The same place. Go means guy. Dhruma means Kalpa Dhruma. Shriya Kanta Kanta Kalpa Dhruma. Dhruma means Dhruma. Dhruma means tree. Sanskrit. Vriksha. So Go Dhruma. This means Surabhi Kunj. Surabhi guy. Kalparuksha. It's called Godramadvip. Its counterpart in Vrindavan is near Govardhan, the Surabhi Kunj. And the places to visit where pastimes have taken place is Godramadvip. There is Surabhi Kunja. Surabhi Kunja. Where Indra and Surabhi, they did penance, tapasya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house is there. And we made that drama, Raja Suvarna Sen. The place is also in Godramadvip. The Narada Muni told Suvarna Sen, he was in Nodir, but he did not know. He thought it is some tract of land where he is the king. And Narada Muni, he told him, revealed, this is Nodir in the future. The Lord is going to come as Gauranga. It is Suvarna Vihar. It is also Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, Suvarna Vihar, Surabhi Kunj, Amaraghat. Amaraghat. Thereafter Nagar Kirtan. When devotees were thirsty and they were hungry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just put a mango twig which you wash your teeth and throw it away. Just by putting it, and immediately it grew into a big tree, and immediately it gave fruits. Although it takes about 7-8 years to mango tree. Only when we went to our Tatipatri, where mango tree was, and there is a chukku tree, and there are coconut trees in Tatipatri. This time practically not one flower, not one pindan, not one మ్యాంగో ఫ్రూట్ నాకు వన్ మ్యాంగో ఐ వాజ్ టోల్డ్ దట్ మ్యాంగో ట్రీస్ ఐ డోంట్ నో దే టోల్డ్ దట్ సురేష్ రెడ్డి టోల్డ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ దట్ దిస్ ఇయర్ ఆన్ 10th of May we are going to some mango groves near Nuzuvidu where our follower Somasura and his wife, good wife Shyamalamma, they have many many mango trees and some are rasalu and some are for eating. 1500 mangoes including the mangoes that are used for making pickle. They're going to cut it and put it in make it ready there only and bring it here so that we don't have to work because no cutters here. Put everything ready and you have to put oil here. So I told him that way. Then he said, we also have 150 mango plant, mango trees. There are many. So we remove them. So now right now, we get about 1,000 mangoes. Uma Mataji and Suresh Reddy. The elder sister of Sarsana Mataji who comes here. Then he told the mango trees, they give mangoes 1 year, next year they won't do. You heard something like that? Not at all. Not at all. In April they give fruits 1 year and 1 year they go. And next year again they will give. So this is Amarghat. And then there is Narasimhapalli and Harihara Kshetra, River Alakananda, near Harihara Kshetra, River Alakananda, Ganga, it's a different tributary, different way. So the things we have to see in Godrama Dweep, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and Surabhi Kunj, and Suvarna Vihar, Amarghat, Narasimhapalli, Harihara Kshetra, Alakananda. So, actually, everything about Navadweep Dham was mentioned in 3 books. One book written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Navadweep Dham Mahatma. So very elaborate. So that is one authoritative book. And also Bhakti Ratnakar. There is another book which gives detailed information. So we are going to the past time that happened. I told you yesterday night about Markandeya Rishi. What did I tell? Markandeya Rishi, he wanted long life and he got 7 kalpas, that means 7 brahmas life you can see. But within a day he got very frustrated. we could not stand the pralaya waters. Then why did I ask? And then we got darshan of whom? Vatapatra Sai. Vatapatra Sai Krishna. Krishna sucking his own great toe of his right leg. Then it was very much repenting. Markandeya Rishi, why did I take this life? And then Lord bless you. All right. Even in Pralayajal, some places like Ayodhya, Dwaraka, Jagannath Puri, and Navadvip, Mayapur, they don't, although they are part of this, but because they are not really part, they have descended. So they will float like lotuses. They will float. The piece of land. They are not. Because you are repenting for asking seven kalpas of lifetime. Then I will deliver you. Then he said, by the next wave, he came in. He came to Navadvip, especially Godrumdvip. So, it is Godrumdvip where sage Markandeya Rishi received mercy of Lord Gaura. So, this Godrumdvip in the Brajalila, that is Nandagaon. Nandagaon, where Krishna, Balaram, they do Gocharan Leela, herding the cows. So here also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever you will to come to Godrumdvip, there is a Brahmin boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where in Godrumdvip, there are cows and there are cowherd boys. Whenever they used to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, my dear Gauranga, you are not a Brahmin boy. They are calling him. You come, we will give you nice makhan, we will give you nice kova. Please come and spend time with us, heading the cows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his childhood, he used to spend time in Godrumdvip with gopals, with the cowherd boys, actually eating where the study is gone. One gopa would show great affection and give him curd mixed with condensed milk. Another gopa, so attracted to the beautiful form of Gauranga. Oh brother, you are a Gopala. Dressing like a Brahmana boy doesn't suit you. Come, I will carry you on my shoulders and we will go for adding the cause. Even as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he had some time spending in the Astakaliya Leela. So then Mahaprabhu used to spend some time. So this way, Gaura and Nitha play with the cowherd boys from day to day in the divine Godrama forest. So, this is the place I told you, Indra and Surabhi. When Indra made the mistake, he brought Surabhi guy by sending torrential rain. Indra offended Krishna by creating disturbance in Krishna Lila, you know. So now Indra came to this place to serve you. When Krishna came, I made the efforts. But when Krishna comes as Gauranga Dev, maybe that I should not come to that place. I want to pray. So Indra and Saru were here. I fear that I may again become bewildered. Morning only we are discussing and we are coming from Japavar. Whenever you get power, whenever you get power, the pride will come. It's a conditioning this world. Suppose you are a simple boy. The moment you are made temple president, immediately some pride will come. Or when you get a lot of money, immediately pride will come. Not easy to be without pride. So Indra is remembering his past folly, mistake. So he praying, I fear that I may again become bewildered and offend the lotus feet. So he praying. So he said, when you worship Gauranga, when you are attracted to love of God, then you will not have any pride. Indra and Sarabhi came here engaged in the worship of Lord Gauranga, which is very easy and gives great benefit. Great benefit. Anyone who is introduced to the name Gauranga, you don't worry. Just Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Don't worry about anything else. Whatever you want to do in life, you can do. Because Gauranga is the Supreme Lord. When you are lovingly, feelingly, sincerely, seriously, when you are chanting Gauranga, 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 all qualifications will come. Money will come, people will come, intelligence will come. So that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he said, one person who has faith in Gauranga's name, it is not surprise that he can do very great, great things. No other qualification, just get to know Gauranga and then start chanting with me. Whenever you think you are not qualified so much, what you have to do? Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Whenever you feel jealousy or envy, why you have the qualification, I don't have. Instead of jealousy or envy, what you start doing? Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Whenever you want to build a project and you don't know where the money will come or things will happen, you should just start studying. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. And some guy will come. Yesterday, no? You are not doing big news. Yesterday, that Venkatrethi, our donor, he said, I will give. He gave already 1.5 lakhs. So thank you to him. I want to give 3 lakhs here. So not only that, when you start talking about Gauranga, then you come, I also want to sponsor your kitchen. I said, that's great. Because whenever you have big programs, you have to cook for 300 people, 1,000 people, it costs about 5 lakh rupees to set up the kitchen, steel equipment. Now you are using directly firewood. Now there you'll have a boiler and you put firewood, nothing, no fire, nothing. All smoke will go up and then the steam will come in a good time, quick time. because I was sponsored. But I said, they have started the work. And they started, they removed immediately the kitchen work will start. So instead of the kitchen, now we are ready to take orders outside. Swamiji, for 100 people, can you send me? Oh, okay, no problem. The Sai Krishna is sitting there. And he wanted a kitchen. And then we have function hall. He will put the function hall. And we will not allow onion or some outside food to come in here. But then we need a kitchen. It's there. Or our Janmashtami, our nursing day, I don't know. It will not be ready for nursing day. So we can do it. It's like fun. Like we're gas going in. Good for you. The bond is, that's the sloka is there. It's the favorite sloka of Gopal Krishna. Every 2-3 days in the class, we have to. Kathanchin Smite Asmin, jisko yaad karne par, bahut kathin kaam bhi bahut aasan ho jayega. Jisko bhoolne par, bada simple kaam bhi bahut mushkil ho jayega. Which means, if you don't remember Gauranga, very simple things like your devotees, you should live nicely together. But fighting like dogs, it's simple. No kind of all intelligence lost. Because not chanting Gauranga, Gauranga, you both of you sit down and say Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. All differences will be gone. Now the minds are clashing. But big ego minds. Possibly has a thing. When you start chanting Gauranga, Gauranga, all ego will melt away like mist. Surya aane par jo kohra jaisa nikal jata hai, aisa sari ego problems khatam. Gauranga, Gauranga, prem umar jayega. Prem aa jayega bas. Then you say, why did I hurt myself? Whenever you are attacking a devotee, because devotees are parts of Krishna. Whenever you are attacking, Krishna. How you are a devotee? If you are a devotee, how can you attack a devotee? So all devotees are part and parcels of Krishna. Your fighting spirit has to be shown on non-devotees. Don't fight with devotees. Non-devotees, fight with them and make them surrender to Krishna. So, if someone cries chanting the holy name of Lord Gauranga, he will obtain darshan of the Lord. After Indra and Saravi performed their bhajan here in Godrundu, Lord Gauranga, he appeared exhibiting his most beautiful form. So I'll stop here by saying what Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after giving darshan, what did he say? I know your desire. Very soon, I will manifest my pastimes in Nadia. During his pastime, you will serve me here. You will not be caught by the net of Maya anymore. But you will ask, why is it called Mayapur? It's an interesting question. What is Mayapur means? Mayapur means like place of Maya. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains why is it called Mayapur. Because people who don't associate with devotees, materialistic people, people who are proud of their birth, people who are proud of their education, people who are proud of their position, people who are proud of their beauty. These people, they cannot understand Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Anybody who is proud of his education, wealth, power, and beauty, and caste. I am from this caste, that caste. They will be kept in Maya. Anyone who walks there without association or devotees, you will understand nothing there. What is here? Agricultural lands. Agricultural lands. No, that is not agricultural lands. All the great saintly people like Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhakti Thakur, they are seeing at every place pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he said these are agricultural lands. Because you are in Maya. So materialistic people, when they come there, they will be in Maya pool. They cannot understand what is going on. Only in the morning, Krishna Reddy is asking me. Many of these Brahmins and the Purohits, what is this ISKCON people? What do they have? They just sit, they raise their hands and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. They know nothing. They only just do this. And the Pujaris are envious. The Brahmins are envious. Why people go and give money to ISKCON? He is asking. We know so many mantras. We know how to do marriage. We know how to do shraddha. We know how to do bhoom puja. We know so many things. So some Brahmin is saying, ISKCON people, they just stay there and they Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. People want to go and direct money there. They don't know nothing. We know so many things. How to do rituals. Anusthan. So Krishna said, 2-3 people ask. We know so many, but nobody becomes our follower. And people don't give good money. But these people there, they raise their hands and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. People want to direct lakhs and lakhs there. Where is that? He is not seeing the point. Why don't you say? He can also say that. Because that guy cannot say. You think I am a Brahmin? I know so many things. You will never understand. So only when you associate with devotees, then you remain submissive to devotees. The whole transcendence. What is actually spiritual life? So this thing happened. Gautram Book will continue in the evening about Gautram Book. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You have to be careful with Bhavani. Because she says Gauranga, Gauranga. You have to treat her very nicely. Otherwise your life will be, your spiritual life will be ruined. Alright? Don't take Bhavani lightly. Because she so give me a little bit of 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 a little